Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with a slight chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 49, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, 27. Highs around 52 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Ample sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 49, 52 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. There's a new grant available in Emporia. Julio Flores has more.
The Flint Hills Technical College Foundation received a $12,000 grant from the Gene Haas Foundation to support students pursuing careers in CNC technology and machine-based engineering. The grant will provide scholarships for students enrolled in FHTC's Computerized Machine Engineering Program, with a portion designated to support student participation in Skills USA CNC competitions. I'm Julio Flores.
Kansas is expected to take in about $72 million less in tax revenue next year than initial estimates. The Hutchinson Post said the revised state revenue estimate is the first since Governor Laura Kelly signed a major bipartisan tax cut bill in June, and that's expected to slash state taxes by $1.2 billion in the next 2.5 years. While tax revenues are expected to decrease in 2025, estimates for other revenue sources increased by more than $12 million. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Ensure your equipment is ready to go with a comprehensive inspection from a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners. Their power inspection program is going on now, providing you the confidence that your equipment will be ready to perform when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large agricultural equipment, Prairie Land Partners is there to help keep your equipment running smoothly. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment today.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Listen to what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, is pleased to announce new flexibilities for winter grazing on Conservation Reserve Program land in Kansas, as following an inquiry from Senator Marshall, the U.S. Department of Agriculture approved the state's request for a waiver allowing the Farm Service Agency State Executive Director to approve CRP grazing until March 1, 2025, on a case-by-case basis. Senator Marshall said increased flexibility over the use of Kansas's CRP ground gives Kansas's farmers and ranchers the ability to support America's food supply year-round. He said grazing and proper land management improves the quality of the grass and creates more suitable habitats for wildlife. So he encourages Kansas ranchers to take advantage of this opportunity to fully utilize Kansas grasslands. Producers must apply at their local FSA office for non-emergency grazing before March 1, 2025, and staff at local FSA offices will have to complete the necessary forms. Concurrence of the technical service provider, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, will be needed to certify that the grazing will not cause a long-term negative impact on the grass, and the number of grazing days will be limited under existing policy, with minimum cover requirements still applying. The application will be sent to the state FSA office for review and approval by the FSA State Executive Director. For more information, you can contact your FSA office. A recent state study found that the number of psychiatric treatment beds for kids in Kansas has increased overall in the past 5 years. However, those with specialized needs continue to face hurdles when accessing care. Legislators in the 2024 session directed the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services to produce a study of youth psychiatric treatment beds. And through data analysis, interviews, and site visits, the study found the number of beds available for youth has increased in the past 5 years by 39%. Though there aren't enough people available to staff all of them, and kids with specialized needs are left behind. According to the study results, even if psychiatric facilities were fully staffed, the state would lack capacity for specialized beds, and it would exceed capacity for non-specialized beds. As of June, 136 kids were on a waiting list for a treatment bed in one of the state's facilities, and half of those kids have specialized needs. An estimated 18% of children on the wait list were denied a treatment bed in 2019, and in 2023, 63% of kids waiting for a bed were denied by a facility at least once. The study also found that 14 kids were on the wait list as of June and had been denied from all facilities in the state. A program designed to get math and science teachers into Western Kansas classrooms, the Robert Noyce Teacher Scholarship, continues to provide connections, funding, and mentorship through continued engagement. And fostering STEM futures, resiliency, and assessment practices was the theme of the Midwest Annual Robert Noyce Teacher Scholarship Program that was attended by Fort Hays State University faculty, students, and alumni. The conference, held in St. Louis, Missouri in October, was designed to strengthen and expand the partnerships and networks established through previous Noyce Conference grants. Applications are now underway for the 2025 National Science Foundation, or NSF, Robert Noyce Teacher Scholarship, which is an award of $15,000 per year, renewable for a second year, and according to Dr. Stramel, 6 to 7 scholarships are expected to be awarded. Stramel said that a significant change from previous NSF grants is the coordination with Fort Hays State University and their community college partners, which are Colby, Dodge City, Garden City, Seward County, and Barton County. For more information, to apply for the 2025 Robert Noyce Scholarship, or to find out more about Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu. In Nebraska news, on Monday, 28-year-old Ashlyn Zeidel of Beatrice waived her preliminary hearings in Gage County Court, and the judge sent both cases to district court after she pled not guilty in 2 felony cases. Zeidel has been charged in her 4-month-old son's death and in the sexual assault of a 15-year-old. Police reported that her baby died on August 15th while in the care of her boyfriend, Austin Mine, after he laid the boy face down to limit his oxygen and get him to stop crying. The boy stopped breathing, and first responders took him to a hospital where he died. An arrest affidavit showed that Zeidel knew what her boyfriend was doing, but did not question him, and an autopsy also found that the baby had non-accidental trauma, including broken ribs and bleeding in the brain. Zeidel and Mayan are also accused of sexually assaulting a teenager between March and August, and the arrest affidavits in that case have been sealed. Zeidel faces 3 total felonies: negligent child abuse resulting in death, first-degree sexual assault of a child, and intentional child abuse with no injury, along with also being charged with misdemeanor child abuse. Mayan has been charged with 3 felonies: intentional child abuse resulting in death, first-degree sexual assault of a child, and intentional child abuse with no injury. He pled not guilty last month in Gage County District Court, and his next hearing is set for Thursday when a judge will consider his motion to reconsider his $500,000 bond. Zeidel's arraignment is in district court on December 18th. 2 people are facing charges following a road rage incident in Grand Island. Police said it happened just before noon on Saturday at Luray Park, where a teenager boy told officers that he and a man, later identified as 66-year-old Tom Ross, entered the park after a road rage incident on Blaine Street. The boy said Ross then approached him brandishing a knife, and the boy got out of his car with clenched fists in an attempt to fight. Ross left and tried to drive away, but the boy cut him off, and then, as police arrived, Ross got out of his car with a metal pipe and bottle of chemicals and started making racial slurs toward the boy. Officers arrested Ross for terroristic threats and a weapons offense, with both charges including a hate crime enhancement. And police cited the boy for 6 violations, including possession of marijuana and reckless driving. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on November 12th, The Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Wally Burton, John Griffiths, Dale Jacobson, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Aaron Hale, Julie Peterson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant, and one member of the public, and the October meeting minutes were approved. The director, Mr. Goslin, reported on a building inspection and the contents of the final report, and a summation of negotiations was given with additional conversation regarding entering a contract for purchase. Some grant strategies were then discussed with regards to continued steps and child care solutions for Norton County. At the previous board meeting, a question was raised as to whether the easement at the East Site development was continuous and ran with the real estate. After an additional contract review, it was confirmed that the easement is perpetual so long as the easement continues to be operating and maintained as a drainage easement. Dallas then introduced a representative from Olson Engineering, the firm being utilized for the East Site development. He advised the board that he had received bids from five contractors for infrastructure at the East Site development, and after reviewing the bids, a motion was made and passed unanimously to award the contract to Heartland Concrete Company, as they were the lowest bidder and have a history and reputation for outstanding work. A contract should be completed within 30 days, and they're aiming to work to begin at the latest by November 2025. The director briefly discussed the board members' terms that were expiring near expiration, advising he would reach out to those members individually, and he expressed his hope that all would be willing to continue to serve on the board. Finally, there was a discussion regarding the RHID program, which could potentially be utilized in a host of ways for the beautification of the East Site development. The board requested that Dallas get some additional details and figures for these various projects so that they could revisit the topic with better clarity at the December board meeting. With no more questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:18 p.m. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program has announced that four new forms of sorghum have been officially added to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Data Central Database. This significant milestone ensures that the most up-to-date nutritional information on commonly used sorghum products is readily available to consumers and food companies amid growing demand for sorghum. In collaboration with United Sorghum Checkoff Program, the USDA collected samples from sorghum farmers across the United States, gathered metadata, and conducted nutrient analysis. And the newly updated sorghum forms now available in Food Data Central are whole grain, pearled grain, pearled flour, and bran. The United Sorghum Checkoff Program will continue working with the USDA's Methods and Application of Food Consumption Laboratory to include data on cooked grains and popped sorghum varieties. For more information about the United Sorghum Checkoff Program and other research projects, you can visit sorghumcheckoff.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be steak strips, roll, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of sprinkles between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and increasing clouds with a high near 49. Today, there should be a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 27 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 52 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 22. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 49. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 56. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.82. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer DePuy, former Memphis power forward Tyreek Smith told on Three Sports. He is committed to Kansas State. He plans to redshirt this year and play for the Wildcats next season. The 6'6" senior entered the transfer portal earlier this month from Memphis. On October 20th, Smith informed head coach Penny Hardaway that he would be stepping away from the team. As he will be getting a fresh start in his fifth school, he began his collegiate career at Texas Tech, where he spent two seasons, including a medical redshirt season. He then transferred to Oklahoma State, where he collected 66 appearances and 16 starts. After two seasons with the Cowboys, he then transferred to SMU ahead of the 2023-2024 season. In his lone campaign with the Mustangs, he made 33 appearances, including 13 starts, averaging 8.2 points, 4.4 rebounds, and 1.7 blocks per game, while shooting 58.4% from the field. By transferring to Kansas State, Smith is helping get started the transfer class early for Jerome Tang and the Cats as they look to bolster their team for the 2025-6 season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer DuPont.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.